The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tage Thompson's got to win this battle or it's a breakaway, and it is the other way. Here's a chance. Scores! Terry gets the opportunity, and he finishes the game. The Sabres salvage a pretty important point given Tampa's result in overtime loss in Calgary. 5 goals for Buffalo, 6 for the Ducks.
6-5 the final. The Ducks come back and beat the Sabres after Buffalo had come back to take the lead. Wild game up and down throughout. There's your goal of the game. Troy Terry, the game winner. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you here into the post game. Brian Colziel with you. 6-5, Ducks win it. You heard the game winner right there from Terry as he outworked Thompson along the wall and then able to pull away. The Sabres at times definitely looked tired in the third, but I mean, geez, you have to give them a ton of credit. They scored 3 times. They were down 4-2 heading into the third. It would have been very easy to just, you know, go away and say, well, hey, you were tired. It's back to back. You got 3 out of 4 wins. Great trip, you know, kind of thing. Nope. Quinn scores. Power scored. Thought Power was good tonight. Benson, who was good. And you have a 5-4 lead and a chance to win it in regulation. But Tuck takes a tripping call. The Sabres penalty kill did them in tonight. I mean, that, you know, if you want to put more of a, you know, you can break down a lost battle like Thompson on the game winner. You can break down a penalty here. They lost it by giving up 3 power play goals tonight. I mean, that's unlike the Sabre penalty kill there to give up 3 in a game. 3 out of 4. And your power play can't even saw one of them off. You go 0-for-3. So if you want to maybe make a blanket statement of maybe why this game didn't go your way, you can probably say the words special teams. And I think that's probably a fair assessment tonight. Again, nothing to be alarmed about. The season is still fine. They're still playing outstanding hockey. The road point streak even continues. Now 12-0-2 in their last 14 games as they pick up a point. 7 out of 8 on the West Coast trip. And again, you know, if I was to be 100% honest, when it was 4-2 after 2, I would have thought the latter was coming, that like, well, they're going to try, but maybe they just don't have it tonight. They don't have it in their legs. You know, it got to 5-4. Of course, it's disappointing. They blew the lead. It was 5-4 late. You had an empty net that you could have scored on to seal it. But in the end, the special teams definitely did them in, and you still would take a point for sure. If I was talking to you after 40 minutes and you would have said the Sabres get a point, I would have taken it. Here's Alex Lyon up first with Paul.
Well, Alex, since the first day we talked to you, you said you're always going to battle, and that certainly was a game where you had to battle. I know it didn't go your way to start in the third period. You must have stopped 3 or 4 breakaways. Would you agree that was just a battle all night?
Yeah, it was just one of those games, you know. I mean, like I've said from the day I got here, there's going to be ups and downs, and there's going to be adversity both ways. And so when there's good times, you have to try to remain even, and when, you know, you lose a game and you wish you could have played better, you got to remain even as well. So just got to move forward and continue to try to do the same things and keep a good attitude and feel you know, somewhat fortunate we got a point tonight. I think that's positive. We could have easily left that game without a point tonight. So now we just have to regroup and reset, and we got big games coming up.
Seems like special teams definitely was the difference in this hockey game, both penalty kill and power play.
they were just a very, they're a very dangerous team. I was extremely impressed with their offensive capability. It took me by surprise, to be honest, how good their offensive, their game was. So, not that we took them for granted by any means, but it's just, we don't see them very often, and, you know, and they're a very dangerous team. And, like as always, just wish you could make another save or two and be 5-10% sharper for the boys. And that's just how the game goes sometimes.
You make the big save on the Kreider breakaway and on Harkins too when he cuts in. What did it say when the team ends up taking those saves and coming back and getting a lead there?
Yeah, well, I think you guys saw the kind of fight we have, and dating back to the Tampa game a couple weeks ago there, and I think this team is probably pretty comfortable in high event games. It's good. It's a good sign. Just wish I could have made another save, and it's going to chew at me for sure. But that's part of the game. There's going to be ups and downs, and so we just have to move forward.
What did you see on the play in overtime? Terry kind of comes in on the angle on you.
Yeah, he's had a couple. I've had a couple breakaways against him now, and he's just – he's such an elusive breakaway guy. When guys can get it that close and then get it up top there, he's a dangerous player. But for me, every shot's stoppable as well, you know. And so I try to take that mentality and just got to go back and maybe just think of a different way to approach it or a different way, you know. There's a million different sliding scale switches, so disappointed, happy that appreciate the boys that they battled back and we got a point out of it.
Especially disappointed too, you weren't able to tie the NHL record for consecutive wins on the road either. I know you want to win and you wanted to win for the team, but still, you know, a win would have accomplished that also.
Yeah, you know, it's not about me. It's this season has been a whirlwind, and that stat is as much of a credit to the guys as it is to me. So it's been obviously a fun stretch on the road here. Yeah, you know, you don't even think about that when you're in the moment. You don't realize how they're stacking up, but it's all right. It's all good. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Just got to move forward, and that's the life of a goalie, is having a short memory and trying to be better next time.
After this last big road trip of the season, what's the level of excitement to get back in your own bed, but also in front of that home crowd again?
Yeah, for sure. Always awesome to get back, it's been a quick road trip, but it's been a difficult road trip. I think we've had, 4-6 here, 4-7. So, for sure excited to get home. Got a long flight tonight, as we all do. Like I said, just got to regroup and kind of flush it and move forward and just try to be a little bit better.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks,
Alex Lyon on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Alex Lyon, not his best effort tonight, but as Paul mentioned, he's been extremely good on the road. And still picking up a point tonight for the Sabres in a 6-5 OT loss to the Ducks. I like what he said about Terry there being a dangerous player. Like he said, he gets in so close, then he can still make that play to make that move. And he did. He got in pretty close. But Lyon says, hey, I expect to make, you know, every save anyway. And he did twice on a breakaway in the third period when Buffalo was still down 4-3 after Quinn had scored. He makes a save on Kreider and then another breakaway save right after. And then eventually, just a few minutes later, Power got his eighth of the year. Power, I thought, had a good game tonight. Made that nice play to set up Tuck on the opening goal. That nice wrist shot off of the McLeod win. That tied things up at 4. Then Benson gives Buffalo the lead on a Dahlin feed. All right, back to the room. Here's Tage Thompson live with Paul.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Tate, in that last play, did you accidentally kick that forward? It looked like you were in pretty good shape. And I don't know. Did you kick it forward by accident?
Honestly, I'm not even sure. I was just trying to win the battle, and I was definitely bouncing around in there, and yeah, got to win the battle.
What did you sense in that third period? Alex made a couple big saves to keep you guys afloat there, and you guys capitalized on it and came back and got a lead.
Yeah. We did a really good job coming back in the third. You know, in between periods there, I thought we were pretty confident here. We were going to score and find our way back into that game. And you know, obviously, Lyon makes some huge saves when we need them. You know, a few breakaways there, and fortunate enough to get a point out of that one. And obviously, it would have been nice to get another one. But you know, I think getting points on all four games on this road trip is not an easy thing to do. So. Yeah, I mean, definitely wanted to win that one, but, you know, just got to look forward on to the next one.
Is it just obvious that special teams were the difference in this game, whether it was penalty killing or the power play for you guys?
Yeah, we definitely took way too many penalties, you know, fueled their offensive guys, and our power play wasn't good enough tonight, so definitely makes it a little tougher battle, especially, you know, playing 5-on-5. I thought we controlled most of the game, so you know, special teams just kind of gave them life tonight.
You guys have been playing great, and you have a ton of points, so a game like this, you just feel kind of fortunate to get out with a point? Or?
Oh, I mean, no. We probably should have won that game. You know, I thought we did a good job coming back, but yeah, it sucks. You want to win. But we did get a point. We worked hard for it and fought our way back from, you know, a deficit, and so that's something to take with us. But yeah, it would have been nice to close that one out.
If you compare yesterday's tight defensive game to today being very wide open, what does it say about your team that you guys can adapt to all different styles of games and be competitive?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we found ourselves in a little bit of a hole early, so we kind of had to open it up a little bit, take a little more chances and try to generate some offense, especially in the third there. You know, obviously we don't want to be trading chances. We've done a really good job limiting, you know, their great A's, and tonight was a, you know, a bit of a track meet.
Thank you, Tate. Tate Thompson in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Again, beat by Terry on that final play, and he goes in on the breakaway and beats Alex Lyon to give Anaheim the 6-5 victory. But the Sabres do get a point. And as you might have heard on the broadcast, Tampa also got a point. They lost in overtime to the Flames by a 4-3 score. So opportunity was there to gain another point on Tampa. Instead, it ends up kind of sawing off. The Hurricanes gain a point on both Buffalo and Tampa in the race for the first overall seed. They beat the Penguins today by a score of 5-1. We'll have a full scoreboard coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned. We're going to have Lindy Ruff coming up. Also, send in your tweets. We'll read them. Send them in at Brian WGR as we'll get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get to your local Verizon store today. Okay, three stars now. Brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts. Ready to improve your home's comfort? Game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. Benson from Buffalo, he is star number 3. He had a goal and an assist. Granlund, he got the game-tying goal with 1:44 left in the game. Star number 2. And Troy Terry, who scored twice, star number 1. Back to the room. Here's Owen Power live.
I mean, you had to come back from a 2-goal deficit to get out of here with a point, but yet you did take the lead. I mean, so do you look at it as a lost opportunity to win, or it's a good cheap thing you came back and were able to get a point out of it?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. Obviously, it was you know, nice to get a point out of that one going down 2 in the third, but when you go up a goal with whatever, 3-4 minutes left, it'd be nice to, you know, come out with 2 points.
the play, you know, you end up getting a couple big saves from Alex, the breakaway, the other one on Harkins. What did that do for you guys to kind of give you the impetus to get those two quick goals and get a lead?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. I mean, definitely lifts the team for sure, where, you know, if one of those goes in, it's probably game over. So he came up huge for us and made some big saves. And, you know, we were lucky enough to, you know, tie it up, take the lead, and then go to overtime.
On that first goal, your play below the goal line to Tuck, how have you seen yourself get a bit more comfortable and maybe confident with making those offensive plays deep in the zone lately?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always been pretty comfortable down there. So, you know, it just so happened that way. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything different, really. It's just, you know, getting in those areas when I can.
At the end of the day, maybe this is an obvious question, was it just special teams that got you guys beaten? I mean, you didn't do well on the power play as a team, and you had three power play goals against.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think we knew they had a good power play, and we had to stay out of the box, and we didn't do that. So, you know, I think it's more, you know, bad penalties than special teams, really.
You've won so many games. It's just very difficult to keep up a winning streak like you've had.
Yeah, no, it's a hard league. I mean, every team's good in the NHL, so you got to bring it every night. And you know you're not going to win every game, but luckily we've you know, been playing some really good hockey and been getting a lot of wins.
What did you see on the goal? I mean, Ryan gets a good face-off win for you, and there was some traffic there, it seemed.
Yeah, no, we had been trying to do that a lot of the night, just kind of 2-on-1 there forward. You know, and he won one back, and Tom had a good pick on the forward on the wall, and you know, I think it hit sign and luckily went in.
When the disappointment wears off, can you look at this trip and say, hey, we came out west and got 7 out of 8 points, which is not an easy thing to do?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, obviously this game puts a little sour taste in your mouth, but I think, like you said, you know, coming here, if you asked us if we'd be happy with 7 out of 8 points, I think we'd all say yes.
And 7 of 8 going home for 4 straight now, I mean, that has to be it. Pretty good impetus for you guys, too.
Yeah, no, it's huge. So we love playing at home, and we're excited to get back there.
Thank you, Owen. Yeah, Owen Power on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Power, he got his 8th of the year. That tied the game at 4. He also assisted on Buffalo's first goal of the game by Alex Tuck. Let's get some more final stats while we wait for Lindy Ruff. It's brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit Level FA.com. Shots in the third were 15-9 Ducks, and they had the only shot of the overtime. It was 1-0 in the OT. It ends up 33 for Anaheim, 29 for Buffalo. And we mentioned the special teams. Here's the stat that kind of tells the story. The Sabres were 0 of 3 on the power play, and the Ducks were 3 of 4. The win goes to Ville Husso in net, 24 saves. He led in 5. Alex Lyon gets the OT loss. He led in 6 on 33 shots. The announced attendance at Honda Center, 16,817. Here's Lindy Ruff live with Paul.
Lindy, if you look at that game, you're down by 2 goals. You're able to get 3 in the third period and come back. I don't know how you look at it. It's just, well, we got the point when we were behind. Do you look at it?
No, you look at it. It's a big point for your club. But again, with, you know, a little over 2 minutes left, getting the lead, you'd like to be able to hold that. I think the penalty we took a couple bad penalties in the first period, and then the penalty we took there late really hurt us. But to get 7 out of 8 points in the road trip, and to battle back from being 2 down, to take the lead, it was a good effort. I mean, back-to-back games, you make some mistakes. We made some, and they took advantage. They made a few, and we took advantage.
Special teams, the difference. I mean, you just couldn't get them out on the PK.
Yeah, I mean, first one was a screenshot. The Kreider goal, I don't think there's much you can do. He shot that from a tough angle. You're not defending that. But he hit a mark that, you know, it's going to go in. Last one, you know, 6-on-4, we just got on the wrong side up top, and it allowed their guy to walk right down the middle.
How about the battle the Lions showed in the third period? Maybe things didn't go his way early, but in the third period he must have stopped, what, 3-4 breakaways?
Yeah, I said we're going to – I told the team we're going with all out pressure, and I know we're going to give up some opportunities. I just said to him in between periods, you're going to have to make some saves for us, and he did. He stood tall. Maybe it wasn't his best night, but he's a reason. Making those saves, we got a point at the end of the day.
It's not the first time you've talked about your goaltenders battling. I mean, we talked a couple weeks ago about Lukanen battling in a game, and now Lyon had a battle in this game.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this again. Our goaltending has been so good all year long. It's a big reason that we're at is the fact that these guys have made big saves at big times for us. Just move on now.
Good.
After this last big trip of the year, what's the excitement level to get back in front of that sellout home crowd for four straight?
Just take it one game at a time. You know, I think every game means so much to every team you're playing almost that, you know, take it a game at a time. Stay within our game. You know, coming back home after a long trip, you always fear that first game to get settled in. We've got a long night coming ahead of us. And get back, get organized, and worry about winning the game.
What did you big picture, your team's worked so hard to get where they are today, and you can't be that, you know, terribly disappointed in losing 1 point.
I think it's the way you lose it that gets you disappointed. I mean, the way we got back in the game you love, I would have liked to see them earn that a little bit more, you know, come in the zone, make a great play. But for us to take another penalty, you know, we got possession. All we need to do is get the puck deep at center ice, and you know, we're probably killing off another 30 seconds, and we're not taking a penalty.
I couldn't tell on the overtime goal. Did Tage just fumble that puck, or what happened?
I think Tage was going to put it back to our goaltender and just miss the shot going back to our end. So, thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. All of our locker room reports from Anaheim, they're brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Well, it looks like good news. No injuries for the Sabres. Lindy Ruff was asked coming in, any new injuries? No, and it looked like they got through this one with no injuries either. So that is good news. Clean slate on the injury report on this West Coast trip. It's brought to you by Hamburg Overhead Door. Is your garage door injured? Call the experts at Hamburg Overhead Door to get your door healthy again. Again, we'll read some tweets coming up here in just a little bit. Keep them coming at Brian WGR as the Sabres do pick up a point, as did Tampa. So the gap remains 4 points each right now, or 4 points up in the Atlantic. The Sabres are with 95 to Tampa's 91. All right, back to the Honda Center. Let's get Paul's final take. Paul, I think it's easy to argue both. You're down 4-2 going into the third. You would have signed up for a point every time, but also when you're winning 5-4 and there's an empty net staring you to seal the game, you could also be disappointed too.
And they almost got that puck out right before the goal. It was on the wall, and they just couldn't get it out. And McLeod's got that speed too. I mean, had they flipped that past the defenseman, he might have got around him for the empty net goal, but, you know. What do they say? Closest only counts in horseshoes or whatever. I mean,
yep.
And Anaheim kept it in and got the 6-on-4 goal. And, you know, the Sabres just couldn't come through on special teams. The power play did not play well. The penalty kill did not play well. And, you know, it's we had this conversation. I don't even remember what game it was. It's like, well, how do you look at it? It was maybe the Tampa game, the first Tampa game. That's when it was. You know, how do you look at it? Do you look at it, you know, it's good you came back and got a point when you're down 4-2 and you had to score 3 goals in the third period and you did it. And, you know, your goaltender dug down deep and made some great saves in the third period after having a rough 40 minutes. And so do you look at it, well, you really worked hard to earn a point and get out of the West Coast trip and to at least stay with Tampa. Both teams go on a 4-game road trip, and both teams come home with 7 points. So you stayed with them when Tampa played very well, too. Or do you look at it, well, you scored 3 goals. You took the lead. You got to close that out. You can't be taking that kind of a penalty, which is true. And you got to close it out, you know, and because you've closed out a lot of games like that. So I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know how I look at it. I don't know what I'm going to write about it.
I think it's both. And also, too, the penalty, not only, Paul, was it so essential not to take one because Anaheim's was lethal earlier in the game, but you're also taking one of your best penalty killers off the ice. So not only does Tuck go off, but you'd love to have him out there to try to hit the empty net while he's killing off the penalty.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, and he's been the culprit a couple of times for one of those late penalties. It's not like it's the first time for him, and so it's happened to him a couple of times, and you know, he of course would want to take that back. He would, you know, had we talked to him, he would be extremely upset with himself that he took that penalty, you know, just a tripping penalty at center ice. He knew it as soon as it happened, but he knows there. But the thing is, he's also one of your better penalty killers, you know, so you don't have him to kill that penalty. So that's a minus also. But, you know, you sit in a box and you hope that your team can kill it. And as I said, they were very close. I think they were very close to getting that puck by the defense and getting that empty net goal, but close isn't good enough. And I'm kept it in, and probably less than 10 seconds later it was in the net. And yeah. Granlund, you know, had a lane to the net. When you're down two guys, somebody's going to be open. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, they really were awful in the penalty. I mean, if you can't get it out, your goaltender's going to have to make a big save, which he did early in that, like right away. And, you know, when and that happens, you know, you're going to have open guys. And they did, and there was nothing Lyon could do on that. Granlund can put the puck in the net, and he did so.
Yeah, Lyon Paul comes up with some monster saves, and they maybe don't even get to overtime without his couple of breakaway saves back-to-back there in the third. And Lindy Ruff even explained to him, he said, hey, we're going to go all-out pressure here. You're going to have to make some along the way. And he did. I know he will not label this as a good game for him, but without his help in the third, there is no point in the standings.
I have so much admiration for these two goaltenders with how they battle. I mean, that 8-7 game, Luukkonen just battled, never gave up. And by the time they were over, he had an 8-7 win. Lyon, you know, had kind of a rough 40 minutes. But as Lindy Ruff said, he told him, hey, we're going for it, so you're going to have to make some saves. He did. And he's talked about that since I talked to him in training camp for the first time, that he is a battler. Well, he's proven it. It wasn't just talk. He's proven it. And to make the saves that he made in the third period, you know, were there maybe four breakaways, Brian? Maybe five? I don't know. I lost count. It was just so many breakaways that he had to make stops on and did it and allowed his team to not only get back in the game but take the lead. But then two more goes in on him. And, you know, the Terry goal, he talked about it, how elusive Terry is on breakaways. I think he would probably like that one back. I'm sure Tage Thompson would like it back. You probably have seen more replays of that than I have because I got to run downstairs. And you can tell me if I'm right, if I'm remembering right. It looked to me on the wall that Thompson tried to, like he was skating, and it looked like he kicked the puck.
And it when got he away from it, him for sure.
Yeah, he kicked
it. In the two replays that I saw.
Yeah, it kicked it, and I think he knocked it away from himself when he kicked it. Again, bad luck. Yeah. I mean, what do you... I can't sit there and say, well, he got out battled or what. I think it's just bad luck. I really think he was skating and he was trying to, he saw the puck coming around. He said what he was trying to do with it. And when he skated to try to reach for the puck, I think he kicked it away from himself. And of course, Terry wound up with a breakaway.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Well, 7 out of 8 on this trip. Again, in this moment, they might be disappointed, but when you look back at it, they will definitely say this was a successful trip. And now they come home for 4 in a row.
And you take that and take the 8 points in Florida in February, two different trips.
Yeah.
And they picked up 7 out of 8 points there. They pick up 7 out of 8 points on this trip. I don't think you can get really too riled up over, you know, yeah, you gave away a point here. You had the lead. But I think you have to look at the overall picture.
And he did it to a Western team, too, so that doesn't hurt you as much as it might if it was one of the teams in the Atlantic. So,
Paul. You'd be sitting there. If they were playing Tampa, you'd say, well, wait a minute. They should have left here with 2 points and Tampa with none. And instead, right. Tampa left with 2 points and Buffalo left with one, kind of like the first game against Tampa. Exactly. Yeah. But it's not against Tampa. It's against a Western Conference team, and it makes no difference.
Paul, I wish you safe travels home, and I'll see you Wednesday with the Sabres and the Bruins.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, great. Yeah, 4 in a row coming up at home. Paul Hamilton with us here on the postgame. 6-5, Anaheim wins it in overtime. All right, for all of our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or you can listen in on the Odyssey app. When we come back, get our save of the game. We'll read some tweets, send them in at Brian WGR. We'll update you on the standings and go around the league. Final score from the Honda Center. Ducks 6, Sabres 5. Anaheim wins it in overtime. I'm Brian Kulziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Byram can't get past Seneca. And now Kalorn stood up as he tried to get inside the zone by Tage Thompson. Big hit by Tage there to slow up the veteran.
There's your collision of the game. Dan Dunleavy on the call, brought to you by Dan Chacha Injury Attorneys. Don't worry, Chacha's gotcha. Now it's time for our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Our save of the game coming from Alex Lyon.
7 minutes remaining. Quinn, Power, and Benson. Save, puck in front, and Lyon somehow keeps that out. It's still loose. Players looking around. It's behind the net. Then it's cleared up and out of play. You hope that hits something.
Yeah, went off the glass. Yeah, the referee is indicating it went off the glass and out.
Save of the game there from Alex Lyon. He faced 33 shots in the game. All right, let's get connected with our fans now. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We read tweets after each and every game at Brian WGR. Tony says, disappointing result, but 7 of 8 points on a Western trip is a great trip. Nice to have a couple of days off now. I would agree with that for sure. Jay says, Brian, to me, they just look tired. I know that's no excuse, but there will be plenty of back and forth, all-out battles like this in the playoffs. Still a very successful road trip. I would agree there. JD says, I still think this would have been a great game to give Ellis a start and rest both of our goalies. Ellis was UPL's backup in L.A., the guys would have played harder for him. They leaned too much on Lyon tonight. Gibby 100 said, Brian, special teams are so critical in the playoffs, they really need to figure out the power play and make it work. I agree with this point. Could have cost them a first-round exit otherwise. The league knows you're trying for the Tage one-timer. Yeah, the power play, to me, has just got to be more consistent. I would agree. Peter, road trip, 7 out of 8 points. Can't complain about that, especially considering back-to-back games. Well done, Sabres, for sure. All right, there are your tweets. Send them after each and every game at Brian WGR. Let's get our drive around the league now. Scoreboard brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Well, we kept an eye on that Tampa game, and the result was the same as the Sabres. An OT loss to the Flames, 4-3. So both teams pick up a point, so the Sabre lead on Tampa remains at 4. Other late games, the Golden Knights win in Dallas 3-2. The Islanders shut out the Blue Jackets 1-0. OT win for the Predators in Chicago 3-2. Carolina increases their lead first overall in the East. They beat the Penguins 5-1. Shootout victory for Winnipeg. They win in New York against the Rangers 3-2. Overtime win for the Avalanche 3-2 in Washington against the Caps. There's one game going on right now in Utah. The Mammoth have a 3-2 lead on the Kings. Well, what does that do to the standings? Well, the Hurricanes with the win have 96. The Sabres with the OT loss have 95, and then Tampa with 91 down to Montreal with 86. All right, there's your scores and your standings. Our final, Anaheim 6, Buffalo 5, the final in overtime. As we wrap up the post-game show, I want to thank everybody for listening and thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer tonight, Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Tom Matty is our engineer. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, my name is Brian Colziel. Thank you again for listening. OT win for the Ducks, 6-5 over the Sabres. Buffalo now comes home for 4 in a row at home starting on Wednesday night against the Bruins at 7:30 at KeyBank Center. for all of us here on the Sabres Radio Network. Thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your Sunday night, and we will talk to you on Wednesday from downtown Buffalo, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.